You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
All right, long time, first time, and we're starting with Kathleen. Well, Kathleen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
I got to tell you, we welcome you with open arms. We appreciate all of our listeners. How long have you been listening to this show?
So 19 years.
Holy cow.
Dang. Let me ask you this. How do you know it's 19 years?
Well, I started listening when my daughter was 5, and we would drive her to, you know, school in the car, and we started listening, and she's 24 today.
Oh, so, wow.
19 years. And she still listens, and she lives on her own in Denver, but we talk in the evenings, not every evening, and we talk about the mind bender and things that happened on the radio, so she listens too.
Hey, are you saying today is her birthday?
No.
Oh, she's just 24 now. That's cool.
Well, yeah, she's just 24 now.
What's her name?
Sarah.
Well, listen, we really appreciate you and Sarah listening for so long. Is there something you wanted to ask us? Or
I guess, you know, kind of personal, but I just wondered how old each of you are. If that's too personal,
really?
That's okay. I don't know, since I've been listening for so long, I'm like, gosh, you don't sound like you've aged, so you know.
Well, I will tell you that we have made the sort of deals with the devil so that we can remain forever young, as the song says.
So you just want to know how old we are?
That's it. Out of everything you could possibly ask us, you want to know. That's fine.
Would that like change your perception of how you listen, though, if you knew how old we are?
Oh, right.
Because some might say so.
No, I don't think so.
Some in management might say so.
I'll tell you what.
We're both millennials.
Well,
okay, I'll take that. So you're the same age as my daughter.
Yeah, we're both 25, actually, and we love Flo Rida and Justin Bieber. And we both moved back home.
That's funny. No, let me ask you this. I hate to do this because this is so cheesy, but how old do you think we are?
Yeah.
That would be what was most interesting to me is like, how are we coming across?
Right, great.
And don't say we sound like 5-year-olds because we hear that all the time.
No.
And don't shoot too high with Dom.
I'm going to say for Jeremy, like 38.
Wow, you're very good.
Very close.
He's 37.
Oh,
dang,
very
that's
good.
Good.
This year, right? He'll turn 38 this year. That's what I meant.
I will. So you're spot on.
Dang.
You know the show.
You're really good.
All right, how about DT over there? How old is DT?
Because I've been on this show since 1951. So how old is that?
Yeah, you have.
Just shoot low.
You know,
shoot low.
And I'm going to say, because they do tease you that you're old.
Right? Yeah, sure.
Oh, no. We would never do such a thing.
I got to tell you something. What's really funny is I constantly get teased about my age on the show, and it drives our consultant crazy.
He flips out.
He comes running in. Don't tell him how old you are.
He's like going crazy right now.
Oh, he's out of his mind.
You have no idea.
Which brings me and Jeremy so much joy. Yeah. You have no idea.
A borderline panic attack is what I would imagine.
Yeah, he's talking to his dog right now. I can't imagine talking about that.
So what's the number?
What do you think?
45.
Oh my God.
That's really, really good. But he's much younger than that.
He's much younger.
Much, much younger than that.
Oh, my God, no. Kathleen, I'm 55.
Don't say that.
I don't even care.
Don't say it.
That's too late.
Oh, they're tuning out everywhere. People have shut off their radios because you're 55. Oh, no.
No. No. Older than you, so I'm listening.
Well, we thank you for listening.
You are the sweetest, Kathleen. Listen, thank you for spending 19 years on this show. You realize when you started listening, I was 36.
You were younger than me.
Yeah. So listen, great. I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day. And thanks, Sarah, for listening too. Will you please?
I will do that. And thank you. It's always fun every morning.
Thank you, Kathleen. Drive carefully.
Okay. Safe.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
19 years. Never called this show before.
Nuts. She's a great caller.
This is why we do this. Here's Skyla. Good morning, Skyla. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
I'm so glad you called. You have not been listening 19 years, have you?
No, I have not.
Mm. Well, how long have you been listening?
About 4 years.
That's cool.
Still nice.
Ever
it's a good chunk.
Ever since what?
I'm thinking how old I was. My gosh. I'm 18, so.
You're 18 now?
Yeah.
Mm. Are you scared off by my age?
No.
No.
You shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It's always like You guys are always funny, and, like, I just like listening to you guys in the morning and stuff.
Well, that is so sweet of you.
You are going
to
hear that line over and over on this radio station, I would imagine. So yeah, we will. Pull that. You okay if I pull that?
We will take the tape of that and play it over and over and over again. What do you do, Skyla?
Well, I'm in high school, about to graduate.
You about to graduate? What are you going to do with your life?
I seriously don't know.
Yeah. You don't? You going to do college or military or anything? Got anything lined up?
Well, I wanted to go to CU and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to CU for a while, CU Denver, and then finished up at Metro.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good experience, great school.
If you want to go see you, I'll pay for it for you.
What? Shut up. Why would you say that? He's such a tuition tease.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for us or no?
I really don't know. I just called really fast.
That's okay. Listen, we appreciate you spending 4 years on this show, and I hope you spend the next four listening to us also, okay?
Please do. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, Skyla. Have a good day at school.
You too.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Here is Scott on line three. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome.
How are you guys?
We're all wonderful.
Good.
How long have you been hanging out with this show?
Yeah, I moved to Denver in May, and the first day of work, I've been listening to and from work every day.
Well, that's very nice. What brought you to Denver? Where are you from?
Well, all over, but I moved down here from Wyoming to get married. So been here since May now.
So you're saying it was a lady who brought you here to Colorado?
Well, we both met in Wyoming and moved down here together, yeah.
Okay, that's
a good
cool.
move.
That's
good move. Good. What do you do for a living?
I'm a reporter, actually, for an online magazine.
Oh, no kidding. What's the magazine? We'll give you a free plug. What's the magazine called?
It's RV News Magazine.
RV News!
Oh, my God.
Dude,
I want to read that.
I have got to get one of those. I'm dying to spend about 6 months driving around the whole country in an RV. I really want to do it.
That's on our list this summer.
It's the time for it right now. It's the largest year it's ever been.
I've been looking on Craigslist at campers because now is the time to buy one, like in the middle of winter.
Cheap. This is once again, Scott, the entertaining difference between Jeremy and
I
Dom.
I want one.
Jeremy wants a camper, and what I want is one of those giant.
Oh, you want one with
giant,
a fireplace.
Like, two-bedroom fireplace.
Marble floors.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
The ones that are like $600,000 or whatever.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever.
Yep.
Scott will tell you, those are pretty badass.
They are. They are, but come on.
They're a lot of fun to look at. I don't think I could afford one.
I understand it is an exploding industry right now. Yeah. I've got some other friends who do like an online RV show, and they say it ain't for old people. They say this is 30-somethings that are grabbing RVs and driving all over the place.
I'm dying to get an Airstream, but man, those are pricey.
All right, Scooter, what's your question for us?
Well, you kind of sort of already answered part of it, but I'm wondering where you went to school and if you went to school in journalism, broadcast, for what you're doing right now.
Well, I got to tell you, Jeremy graduated as a roadrunner from Metro State, and your degree was in?
My degree was communications, emphasis broadcasting, minor marketing.
Yeah.
There's my layout.
And me, I'm a college dropout.
Okay.
Yeah, because I realized I would rather be in the industry doing it rather than going. It's funny.
He partied too much.
I was working full-time in radio while I was going to college, and they would not give me credit in a communications degree. They said, you can only get credit here at the school. You can't get credit at the full-time radio. And I said, screw.
At the gig.
At the gig. So I said, screw that, and
stupid.
I left, and I've never looked back. So
that's kind of absurd.
Yet it's more than absurd. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Schools hate it when I say this, but I believe that an awful lot of kids who go to college have no business going to college.
Sure.
Too much debt out there and a lot of things that kids need to do that they don't need college for. And that's does not sit well with a lot of high school counselors. They hate me, and I've been uninvited to speak at schools because of that. But that's just my personal
feeling.
It's
just life. It's all right.
Scooter, you're a good man. Thank you for listening since May, and thank you for finally calling the show.
Yep, thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
All right, there you go. Long time, first time. Here's Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're wonderful. How long have you been listening to this show?
About 6 months now since I've moved to Denver.
Where are you from?
I'm from the East Coast, from New Jersey originally.
You're a Jersey girl.
I am.
What brought you to Colorado besides the wonderful people and climate?
Well, the wonderful people and climate and the job.
What's the job? What do you do?
I am actually calling because I work in aging and senior living, and I wanted to ask you guys about this, which seemingly is a taboo topic in our culture, which is why do you feel, or why does your consultant fear releasing your age on, like, on the radio?
It's a weird thing.
It's a long story, Rachel.
We're going to get screamed at for this entire segment, but it's this whole thing about demographics and radio stations wanting demographics, and I always counter with, if you just have fun, nobody really gives a flip how old anybody is.
If you turn the dial and you hear laughter and a good time, you're going to stop and listen.
Yeah, so it's not an anti-aging thing whatsoever. It's just that, you know, you've got to see relatable.
You got to connect with that younger generation.
Yeah, but you heard Skyla called. She's 18 years old and listens every
day.
She
loves us. So.
Yeah.
So what do you do in the aging field? I used to actually work at a retirement community, and I did like the activities direction for all the seniors, and it was a blast and so rewarding. It makes you appreciate life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a ton of fun, and my company is all about healthy and successful aging, and we're striving to make those retirement communities just healthier, more successful places for people to age.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a group called, it was a bunch of old dudes and me, and it was the Romeos. It was the Romeo Club.
Which stood for?
Every Friday, the Romeos would go out because it was real old men eating out.
Perfect.
It was my Romeo Club, and it was so fun. And the stories that those old guys tell are incredible.
People think that I'm nuts for saying this, but I remember when my dad got to the point where he was going to have to go into an assisted living area, and we were kind of touring them, Rachel, and we were taking a look, and I was looking at them and I was going, holy crap, this looks great. I honestly would not mind living this. Look at all this stuff they got. This is really pretty cool. And I think I was 40 years old at the time, and people are like, you're a little young, you don't get
you're
to
like, no, I'm in. Get
I was like,
in.
I don't know, can I get in early? Can I lie about my age? So thank you for the work that you do, Rachel. I know I speak for a lot of other people who have elderly parents, and we appreciate all that you're doing.
It's impressive.
Awesome. Thanks for breaking some stereotypes and sharing your age online.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Hey, Shannon, who's over there screening calls. How do you pronounce line two?
Che-Che.
Che-Che?
Che-Che. Sounds exotic.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Che-Che.
What is the origin of Che-Che?
Well, I am originally from Philippines, and that is my nickname.
So you're Filipino, is that correct?
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
Well, I've been here in the States for 4 years, and I live here in Denver for 1 year.
That's terrific. Hmm. What are you doing? What do you do for a living?
I am a nurse.
Oh, that's cool. Any particular specialty?
Just here and there.
Just general nurse.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Come down here and take Jeremy's blood pressure because I think it's rising.
Change Dom's diaper because he's so old. He needs a sponge bath, Che-Che. Got some prunes we can spoon feed him.
Oh, shut up. Che-Che, what's on your mind? Do you have a question for us today?
No, I just want to see how cool you are, especially that this is my first time calling you guys.
We are so
I'm really
cool.
Excited.
Oh, you don't even know how cool we are. We ooze cool.
I'm writing a book on how to be cool. Yeah.
You really made my day.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to tell you something. We have a blast every day. That's the one thing about this job, and Jeremy has been here over 12 years. I've been here 24 years, coming up in just a couple of weeks. And the reason we are here so long is because we have a kick in the pants every single day when we come into this radio station. And it's because of people like you, Che-Che. Mm-hmm. You're the one who makes it fun for us. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You have a great day, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And then there's Chris with a K. How long have you been here now? Like 10 years off and on?
10 years.
Holy cow, Chris.
Dang. And then here's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. I'm glad you finally called us.
I'm so excited. I've been listening to you guys for 18 years. The first time I've actually called.
Another long timer.
18. And I have two questions for you. First, how do you know it's 18 years?
Because I never really listened to the radio on the way to school or anything. And when my stepmom, Denise, met my dad, she was listening to Dom and James in the morning. And that's who I've listened to for the last 18 years.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So my second question is, what took you so long to call?
You know, I just never really, whenever I wanted to call through, it was always, you know, the line was busy or I was on my way to work. Or I just never, the timing was never right, but I was actually surprised that I got through this morning. So.
Well, I'm glad you finally did. What do you do?
I'm actually a general manager of a restaurant in Denver.
Okay, now I got to know which restaurant so I can come in.
Smashburger.
I love Smashburger.
Okay, now which location so we can come in?
Say little.
The one in downtown Denver on Larimer and Lawrence.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to be there this weekend in that area, so I'm going to have to run in and say hello, okay?
I've actually been in the back end of one of your restaurants. We did a remote at one of those, like a remote broadcast.
Oh, the one on Arapahoe.
And I went back there, and they let me smash my own burger. It was a great experience.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a good burger, too.
I had one of your Oreo shakes not too long ago, too. Yeah. So.
Oh, those are so good.
Do you have a question for us or no?
I actually do. I'm curious to see if you guys have ever had a guest or a caller, either one, that was just so incredibly different you will always remember them.
Okay, I will tell you the one, because obviously we've had people on the show that have blown our minds. And in 24 years, there's nothing that will surprise me anymore. But I will tell you, the all-time classic guest on the show was when we used to do live audience shows. And we had a guy in our live audience, he was a listener, and he was unusual, to say the least. Okay, he was very unusual. And at about 7:15, so he'd only been here like an hour, he stood up and announced two things. One, he had to leave because he was going to pick up a keg.
Weird.
And secondly, he said, "I hope it's okay with all of you, but I've got hepatitis."
What?
Oh.
So
what in the world?
Two like completely random things.
Totally random. He stood up and said, "I got hepatitis and I'm leaving to go get a keg at 7:15." And that man will go down in history as one of the most unusual people to ever grace this show.
Well, see you later.
I hope that lives up to your question, Ashley.
Absolutely, it does.
You are charming. Thank you for being on the show. Hope you stick around for the Mind Bender in a few minutes, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. I love long time, first time.